After more than 3 months in captivity, Hussein Ali Omar was released and welcomed like a hero at Beirut International Airport. Hussein is one of 11 Lebanese pilgrims who were kidnapped by Syrian armed rebels at the Syrian-Turkish border as they were returning from a pilgrimage to the holy shrines in Iran. He was welcomed with joy when his family and friends came to greet him. Hussein told Press TV that the Lebanese government should focus on its discussions to end such actions.
When I was with Turkish officials, they promised that the others will be released as soon as possible. I call on the Turkish government and the Syrian armed groups to release the other Lebanese hostages.
Hussein confirmed that all the other pilgrims who were with him are alive and well, and that they would be released soon. Lebanese Interior Minister Marwan Sherbel stated that this is the fruit of the Lebanese government's silent efforts in the last few months, and said they are doing their best to free the remaining kidnapped Lebanese. Human rights activist Ali Aqil told Press TV that the negotiations with the Turkish government are still underway to release the other kidnapped Lebanese.
I think now we have begun, let me say. This is the first with Hussein Omar. I think the others will be soon in Beirut. The Turkish now, they are trying all their best. And this is what we say from the first, that the Turkish, they can do the best to bring the 10 olds.
The kidnappers, who are strongly backed by the West, said that the fate of the other captives will be decided after Syria's neighboring states specify their stance regarding the Syrian government. Lebanon has declared a neutral stance while keeping to normalized ties with the Syrian government. The Lebanese al-Mukdad family has captured several Syrians in Lebanon, reportedly members of the so-called Free Syrian Army, and two Turkish nationals in efforts to exchange them with the kidnapped Lebanese in Syria. So far, 10 pilgrims and three other Lebanese nationals remain captives of the Syrian insurgents. Though today's celebration remains incomplete, with other Lebanese still held captive by foreign-backed militant groups in Syria, the families say they have raised their hopes and wish to see their beloved ones in the near future. Maryam Saleh, Press TV, Beirut.